Hello, everyone. This is Erica Spicer Mason with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you so much for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare podcast series today. I'm pleased to be joined by Kyle Hansloven, the CEO and co-founder of Huntress. Kyle is going to talk to us about a topic that I know is top of mind for so many of our listeners right now, that is cybersecurity. Kyle, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here today.
I'm stoked to be here, Erica. Thank you.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you. And before we kick things off, I wanted to see if you'd like to share just a little bit more about yourself, your background, your role, whatever feels pertinent.
Yeah, so career geek. I was an offensive cyber warfare operator at NSA. That's fancy words for meaning I used to steal intelligence for a living. And kind of biggest claim to fame is I took that expertise and built a product that's now used by about 150,000 companies. And the whole thing simplified is I deliver world-class expertise that help kind of IT departments both reduce risk, but manage their cybersecurity. So, you know, kind of a cool synthesis story of going from geek, right, into business entrepreneur.
Fantastic. Love learning that about you. And hey, there's room and there's a need for geek level information here on this topic. As I mentioned at the top, cybersecurity it's a priority for so many healthcare leaders right now, especially in light of some hugely consequential events that we've seen, such as the Change Healthcare cyber attack. So just considering that and what you're seeing across the industry today, what factors or trends in the technology landscape do you view as really heightening organizations' risks?
So if I can give it to you as simple as possible, it would be the speed and the feedback loop that we operate in is probably too slow. I know that sounds like maybe a little bit of a complex answer there, but think about it. If, for instance, from the time a patient came in, you had to diagnose them, and if you couldn't get them treatment for maybe 6, 8, 12 months later, that's probably too little too late. The same thing in cybersecurity, right? If you think about these hackers, they just try and they're persistent. They go over and over and over. And the one thing that shocks me is even though healthcare constantly pushes the boundaries to get more proactive, faster medicine, faster results, I'm seeing kind of the exact opposite when it comes time to like adopt technology, especially things that are like beneficial, whether it's automation, AI, or even just outside human experts.
Yeah, I really appreciate how you laid that out, Kyle. I know you mentioned this might be too complex, but I certainly don't find that complex of the speed and feedback loop being too slow. That doesn't sound complex at all. It makes perfect sense. So I'm excited to dig a little bit more into that. Can you describe what some of the early signs or stages of a cybersecurity incident might look like? And why are those characteristics so important to recognize?
So I know everybody loves to say like, but you know, cybersecurity, I'm going to give you perfect prevention. And, you know, if a doctor told you like, I guarantee you, Erica, you're never going to get sick, no cancer, you'd be like, BS. To be very frank, cybersecurity is the same way. It's not an if you're going to get sick, if you're going to have an incident. It is a when. And some of the biggest things that make a big difference are that early detection, right? You don't ever want to respond to somebody when they're stage 4 terminal. That's a lot. It's a lot more acute situation. Cybersecurity is the same way. So although like an ounce of prevention and all the things you can do, like better architect your network. So when, for instance, something like Change does pop off and you have somebody that like, for instance, we learned like, ooh, this one part that we thought was usable and it made everybody's lives easier for, you know, not only just getting refunds or getting payments for, you know, billings, but we found out that convenience was also a huge hindrance that now that it's down, everybody is down. And so the reason I'm giving it to you that way of like, look, that ounce of prevention and thinking through how we architect, that actually is great. And then to answer your direct question, which is, you know, hey, what can we do in the early signs of it? Well, just like anything, you got to be able to check it. You got to be able to monitor. So my whole life is doing early detection and response. So when we do find an incident, whether it happens on like somebody's laptop, whether it actually is targeting the individual employee, or maybe their digital identity, all those are opportunities to be able to say, let me find shady hackers like me in your network before the situation escalates to, you know, like a terminal diagnosis till the, you know, the system is down, the data is stolen. So I hope that clarifies that like early detection, just like in healthcare, is important, putting the proper prevention in place gets you a lot further, but they have to go hand in hand.
Fantastic. I really appreciate those parallels that you're drawing between prevention and cybersecurity and prevention and healthcare. It's critical. And, you know, we're seeing the magnitude of these attacks, the financial repercussions, the service interruptions, access to care being compromised. So I think it is really important to drive home that message of catching these incidents as early as possible. So considering all of that, what do you think is one thing that healthcare leaders can act on today or as soon as possible to really advance their cybersecurity and better protect their staff and their patients?
Despite being a super geek, I would not give much geeky advice to healthcare leaders. The things that I would challenge them, like a lot of folks tend to treat technical things as technical, but they forget like cybersecurity is largely based off of healthcare. That you think about the etymology, right, of just some of the words. We call it malpractice. We call it malware when it's a virus. When you want to help save somebody, you give them antibiotics. We use antivirus. And so there's a lot of these parallels that just come natural. So for my healthcare leaders out there, the thing that I would double down is this is just as important. A lot of the things you're already trained to think through, you probably just don't realize that if you bring somebody in for help to be able to help you translate this or bring you in the expertise, it's just like bringing like a world-class team of doctors into your facility to be able to like diagnose, triage, or help guide you on best practices. And so my advice to them would be, you know, a lot of folks would give you really technical, go implement this technology. My perspective would be embrace it. You're already a leg ahead. It's not a fearful, scary thing, but just like anything, I'm a security guy. I'm a hacker. I'm going to go to my doctor for help. When you need help, you need to find somebody that's qualified that can give you just the same type of advice I gave you, just the same way I use a doctor. You should be using cybersecurity expertise.
Just embrace it. Really solid advice. Thank you so much, Kyle. I know we only have a short time together today, but is there anything else that you think is really important for listeners to know or anything you wanted to make sure that we addressed before hopping off today?
Yeah, I would actually try to like turn down the dial on doom. I know every day we turn the news on and it's so-and-so was hacked, right? AT&T data was lost, you know, a couple weeks ago. Now it's going to be new company du jour. Like these things are here to stay. It's a lot like, for instance, the COVID situation. Viruses tend to evolve. Your responses have to evolve. The biggest thing I would share with your listeners, if whether it's in business, whether it's in health, or whether it's in something technical, you just got to make sure your practices can evolve faster or at least on pace with the threat you're facing. So I just hope that bringing that down to like a more palatable level, that it's not all doom and gloom and this is something achievable, just helps, you know, build some confidence with your listeners.
That's fantastic. Turn down the dial on doom. Thank you so much, Kyle. It kind of reminds me of something I heard recently about addressing anxiety. Action is the best antidote to anxiety. And so I think that kind of ties into what we're talking about here, just embracing the situation, turning down the dial on doom, and getting started with a strategy.
Yeah, so, a lot of strong parallels.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, it's been fantastic talking to you today. Thank you so much again for making the time to be with Becker's.
Awesome, Erica. Thank you so much.
I'd also like to thank Huntress for sponsoring today's episode. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.